Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting second. The center fielder, Gino Cimolai. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bill White. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vinegar Bendmeisel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Vinegar Bendmeisel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Drabowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blasingame for the out. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai takes first base on ball four. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lee Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Tate reaches second base with a double. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame takes first base on ball 4. Mizell moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Mizell moves to third. Blasingame moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Mizell scores. Blasingame scores. Musial moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor bunts towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cunningham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Smith reaches second base with a double. Cunningham moves to third. Lee Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin, who is chasing the ball. Tate reaches third base with a triple. Cunningham scores. Smith scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Vinegar Bend Mizell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mizell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mizell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blasingame bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate scores. It's 5-0, Cardinals. John Buzzard now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blasingame. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Blasingame steals second. Gino Cimelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimelli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cimelli hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morin strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Musial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Niemann and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyer moves to third. White moves to second. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyer scores. White scores. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Lee Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cunningham. Marshall reaches second base with a double. Dark moves to third. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill pinch hits for John Buzzard. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Dark scores. Marshall moves to third. Niemann moves to second. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Marshall tags and scores. Niemann tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-2, Cardinals. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morin takes first base on ball 4. Niemann scores. Averill moves to third. Walls moves to second. It's 7-3, Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tate fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Marshall hits a line drive towards first. Mutual reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. White reaches second base with a double. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cunningham hits a line drive into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Kurt Flood now playing center field. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Bobby Smith now playing left field. Joe Cunningham now playing first base. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman pinch hits for Seth Moorhead. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive towards short. Tate reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin throws the ball into Taylor, who tags Smith, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lee Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0-for-1 in the game. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tate scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Morin reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blasingame. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Irv Noren pinch hits for Al Dark. Irv Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Taylor strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.